Do you need to change anything on it? Because otherwise I will already open it. Okay. Much changes?
You don't know, maybe
I didn't.
the new
No, I do not
like
have. Only the same information. Hello, Sebastian. I believe Miss Tentel is with us as well in the control room. Oh, it's that rule again, always late. Buongiorno. I see some interesting. Okay. People, welcome back. The third meeting. I have some points I would like to, some issues I would like to point out. First of all, if you make minutes yourself as well, like Sebastian does. Could you put them on the shared folder? If you do not make minutes, no problem, but it's easy for me to see what you wrote down, so I could can use that in the report. The second thing, I was thinking to myself, I have this little remote control, and I'm talking to it. But I still need to point to the television because it works with infrared. That's quite strange. Okay, we'll come to that later, I think. The agenda for now, are there any pre-discussion questions? Okay. We will have your individual presentations, then the decision on the remote control concept, and the closing. 40 minutes in total for this. So, I think we can immediately start with the individual presentations, the progress you made. I think it might be smart to look at Ruud's information first. Because I understood there are some significant changes in the market situation.
Just press the OK button.
Yeah.
My method. Not surprising.
So findings. Feasibility is important. Innovation is more important. And the fancy looking feel is even more important. And there are some fashion watchers that found out that the young target group likes fruit and vegetables. In their shoes and furniture, and they want spongy material.
too much fun at all. The old group stood for Dove Collins, simple shapes, moving material, but with, since we're concentrating on
Wait a sec. Wait a sec. Could you go to the previous slide? Because I'm taking minutes and will be important themes in close. Yeah, okay. The field of measurement is expected to be spongy.
So, do you think when fruit and vegetables are important for clothing and shoes, that they are in remote controls also?
Well, one example given was this. So, I assume. They just want
something colorful. Not the apple as a
but
like dark colors, you said.
The younger group likes more colorful.
Okay. Well, the nice suggest the corpus colors are gray and yellow.
Can you go back to the slide? The
which one?
Just one slide back. No. And the field of the material has to be spongy.
Yes.
Has it something to do with that natural feeling also?
Well, in my personally, I would like a sponge as a remote control. Maybe some soft material or something.
Okay, so yeah, it might not be, it shouldn't be too hard. It may be rubber or yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and
we could make
like familiar materials, but that doesn't mean we should use wood.
So. Okay.
Well, this is an example of what they would like, but since we're concentrating on the young pool, I think we should use soft materials and make it colorful or like cell phones.
Yeah.
So we could provide both for the young and the old what they like.
Well, that's interesting.
It's quite interesting.
You could make a few very colorful ones,
yeah.
And a very traditional cover.
About the banana ramen telephone, telephone from Siemens, the yellow rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
Telephone. It's a rubber.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
And it's colorful.
Yeah.
It looks like a banana. You have the fruit. You have the colors.
Do you know the phone?
I don't know the phone.
It's the Siemens C25, I believe. It's the one the Postbank gave away.
One.
The very.
And it's also in yellow.
Yes, I've seen it.
You know, Ruud, as well about.
I've seen it.
Okay. 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 Do you have more? That was okay. Okay, so the important findings are innovation is more important than ease of use for our target group,
yeah.
And coloring is important and soft materials. Okay.
So ease of use is important, but technology is twice as important. And what was even more important?
The fancy look and feel.
Okay. So that's the most important thing for our customers.
Okay.
Okay, Roel.
Yeah.
Could you do your presentation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really have much to add because most of the things we already said in previous discussion.
Okay, well, it's good to sum up the things we already thought about.
The previous ideas were voice recognition and the round button for channel programmer and colleagues. Well, a few interfaces I found on the internet are these are both with voice recognition, but they're very advanced and very high tech and just, weird.
Shape.
So I suggest I couldn't. I had a small mock-up sign on the paper.
pen didn't load the information, so I made a really simple shape on in PowerPoint. But we could make around an oval
with remote
control, yellow.
It's kind of organic, so that's very good.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking about, maybe we should make very light, but a grip. I mean, this is how you hold a remote control.
Yes.
It shouldn't be too glad, too
slippery.
Because...
something like the Siemens phone.
Yeah.
Rubber.
Yeah, exactly.
Using your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, for your fingers. Yeah.
You can get a really good grip on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to attain much pressure to it. It's a lot.
Yeah. It grips automatically.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go into that deeper in my presentation.
Okay, good.
Interface, we can have high tech with the voice recognition and well, the fancy products and so on, and still have the ease of use because we have an easy interface. And all the other remote controls are high tech and buttons.
Yeah,
and
way too much, I think, for our goal. Yeah.
So if you have the voice recognition, you can program like 30.
Okay, but I think we'll
go into the some possibilities and some impossibilities. I had a talk with our manufacturing division, and we had a talk about all the different components who are in this design. These are the things we've looked at, and of course I used the web to find my information. About the casing, we have three different casing possibilities. We have the uncurved or flat case. That's the most common remote control form we're used to. It's just a box. I'm sorry, I don't have any pictures of this thing. We have a curved one. It's curved in two dimensions. You can imagine it's a bit like a wave form. So it's
okay.
A little more advanced in its shape. We have an even more advanced shape, which is curved in three dimensions. I think you can compare it a little bit with the big gray image you had in your presentation.
Yeah.
The big remote control, something like that. But it's quite advanced. It's quite daring to use. For these casings, we have different types of pitch. You can use plastic, which is very slippery, and maybe not so nice. But you can give it any color. Which is the same for rubber, but it's not so good. We can use wood and titanium. We cannot use the titanium on the double curved cases, and these latex cases, just the plastic ones, won't allow the use of solar cells as an energy source, which brings me to the different energy sources. Well, we even seem to have hand dynamos for powering our remote. You really have to imagine, like, winding away.
Well, it would be very new to the market, but...
It would be very new, but it's kind of a retro style.
Yeah.
This is quite interesting. There's also a kinetic energy supply. So, when you're watching TV, you have to make some kind of kinetic energy by shaking the remote or throwing it against the wall, whatever. it has to move, that's the sensor. And you can store that energy.
I think if I can hook on to that, the kinetic thing is very funny.
It's very funny.
I mean, solar is, of course, it's nice, but it's, well, your calculator has a solar panel. Hand dynamo.
In a movie, how many times you take the remote control and
well, maybe
if you have a watch, you have a kinetic
Yeah, I know.
You walk, and
Yeah.
you sit on the couch.
You know from your own watch. Your watch uses a minimal, it consumes a minimal amount of energy. When the shaking of your body, which is almost every activity makes your body shake, charges it. But the problem here is that it supplies a very little amount of kinetic energy. So I think you have a problem when you're watching a movie and you haven't moved the remote control
Yeah.
in an amount of time.
And
If
what?
you switch channel or something, well, it might not work. So that's something you have to keep in mind.
Okay.
But maybe there's a possibility to combine it with traditional batteries, so we can save on the batteries and
Yeah.
when there's enough kinetic energy, use the kinetic energy, and otherwise use the batteries.
Okay, because I guess the voice recognition feature consumes quite a lot of power. Yeah.
I'll come to that later.
Okay.
And we, of course, have the traditional solar panel, which is just a piece of material on the remote control, which transfers light energy into electricity. The user interface controls. Of course, we have the push buttons, and we also have scroll wheels. And these scroll wheels can also be integrated with buttons, so it's just like a mouse. You can scroll them, you can also push them. In the indicators, we have the LCD displays, which means you can watch in a display which channel you have chosen or something like that, of the amount of volume which is currently. And we also have double scroll buttons, which are just two of these things. So we don't really have the kind of button we had in mind in our last meeting, the thing with the round, four.
No, we can just make four push buttons in the form of a round.
Yeah, that is possible too. Correct.
But I don't think the scroll wheels, I had some information about it too. I don't think there's any possibility for us to use scroll wheels.
Well,
I can't see a scenario where you would use a scroll wheel with a button on it.
Maybe, well, me neither. Maybe when you
this would
open
be the
it.
remote,
Yeah.
right? With maybe the channel selector. What about integrating a scroll bar on this side?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Because this is how you keep it.
Yes, but Floris, that's quite true. Yes. Think about a scenario where you would use the scroll button for.
Volume.
Well, what he means is there's a
Volume,
button
okay.
integrated in the scroll wheel. There's no scenario where you use the button in the scroll wheel. You just use the wheel.
Well, what about mute?
About mute, right, yeah.
I guess this is my volume button,
Yes.
and I can either on this side or this side
Yeah, that's one possibility,
and click it to mute the device.
okay.
And it makes it different from the traditional devices on this market. So I'm looking for a way to make it a little different than the traditional ones.
Yes.
So maybe I guess that's something you two need to think about. Ruud, what do you think about a scroll bar? Scroll wheel?
Well, it's obviously new, so it might attract the young customer.
Okay.
But it's done before. There are many other devices, like telephones and radio, pocket radios, who use this.
Yeah.
And well, it's been done years ago, and I don't see it anywhere now.
Well, all the Sony telephones use it, for example, for volume. Nokia has it. Well, okay, it's not really a scroll wheel, but on their side, the volume button is on the side because you grab it like this. Yeah, I know, it's not really a scroll wheel. No, yeah.
Something for
For you too, yeah.
I believe if you have what we've earlier said, the grip places in the remote control, you have your hand on one place on the remote control, so you have to place all the buttons in the range
Within
of
the
your
range,
thumb.
yes, you have to.
So in that case, the volume button on the side of the remote control would be perfect.
Okay. Sebastian, yeah.
There are no flat areas where you can incorporate these things. So that's a limitation. About the components, just the hardware. We basically have three types of chips we can use. And these chips incorporate all the logica and hardware that is needed to send the signal. We have a simple regular and fast. And there is something like a sample sensor and sample speaker, which is a little cryptic to me. But I think that's the voice recognition thing that we are thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you can add some information about it. In the voice recognition, you say a word, you can program words like volume up.
Okay.
So mute, let's say mute.
Okay.
You program it, you mute, and you give an action to it. Just really the mute function,
yeah.
And when you speak in the remote control, it repeats your saying. So it's just the sample sensor.
Okay.
So if you say mute, it says mute again,
mm-hmm.
And then it what I believe
it performs the action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he repeats his action with which he believes it is. So you
yeah.
Say mute. He repeats mute, and he makes a computer sound mute. And then goes to the mute
okay.
function.
Okay, so that's basically the voice recognition item we were searching for. Okay, this sample sensor requires a regular chip, I suppose. No, well, I'm not so sure. If we want to use the LCD display, we really need the advanced version, which is a little bit more costly. If we want to use the scroll wheels, we need the regular version. And if we don't want to use any of these more advanced functions, we can keep with a simple chip, which is a bit cheaper.
Okay. Well, did we already decide on the display?
No, but I think that's something for the week.
Yeah, well, I haven't looked for information about it, but I don't think you need it on the display.
No.
Especially when we have to look at the cost, I don't think. Any TV can
on screen display.
On screen, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, my conclusion unfortunately, the market has decided a little other than I thought. I thought the market would like a sort of titanium casing, but they seem to like natural stuff, so maybe we should think about wood finish. I've chosen the more battery with solar cell solution for the energy. It's more reliable, it's cheaper.
Okay.
So
good.
I don't think we should use the
kinetic
thing.
Okay.
The kinetic thing is a possibility. It's more advanced, but I think you should combine it with batteries.
Okay, it's maybe a bit too flashy, too. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the same with a solar cell.
Yes.
That's no different.
It's more robust. It's
yeah.
More,
okay.
What about the market wants colorful designs? So if we use titanium.
No, but that's what Sebastian said. He said, this is my personal preference,
okay.
but yet I understood that the market is different.
Awesome.
So.
I think we should skip the titanium stuff.
Yeah.
And we should use wood or something like that.
No, rubber with colors.
Yeah, the older people like wood.
Oh, okay, so it needs to be rubber.
Colorful. And
like
yeah.
Spongy.
Yeah.
Okay, these scroll wheels, I think they can be handy. So
and they can be implemented with a regular chip?
Yes, they can, but they really need the regular chip. You cannot
okay,
the
but
chip.
We also we already need the regular chip for the sample.
Sure.
But do we want the curved design or?
I think so. If you stick with the simple, straightforward, not curved design,
it's too dull.
Dull.
Yeah.
I don't think use the rubber buttons.
Yeah.
You cannot use the scroll wheels.
Okay. Okay.
I think this is the best option.
Okay. What about the issue I addressed at the beginning of the meeting? The voice function with the infrared issue.
Yes.
Because it's of course.
I can imagine. It's very dull to talk to a device where you have to point to another device.
Yeah.
It's very illogical.
But most infrared remote controls don't have to be pointed at all.
Well,
there has to be some pointing.
It depends also on your. Well, it depends on your walls, actually. If you have smooth walls, it probably you're probably right. But if you have carpets on the wall, which our natural loving friends probably do have, then it might be a bit more of an issue. So, yeah. I like the scroll wheels idea.
The LCD part.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any value added.
No. I think so.
Well, it looks. Yeah, well, according to Ruud, the market likes new flashy technology. And I mean, LCD is. Well, I know, but it's less
standard than.
Well, we are not very. We do not know much about the financial part. That's the problem, because if we do have enough space in our finance, I would say do integrate it, because it adds a little extra high tech feeling to it.
We always have the scroll wheels, the speaker recognition.
Yeah.
The rubber.
I think our customers will go the same.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I agree. I think Ruud, do you have any anything you would like to add or maybe thoughts or no? Roel, do you have any other
nothing more.
Sebas? Well, we need to describe decisions now. So on energy, well, we decided chip, the case, rubber with the one curve, user interface.
But it can kind of work with one curve case?
Yes, they can. Sorry,
they cannot work with double curve.
Oh, sorry.
Then. The corporate identity should be in the product. I guess that is something for Roel and Sebastian. You talked about it before, the colors, gray and yellow.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind. And the buttons, well, we talked about it now. The next phase, Sebastian, is the design of the look and feel, the user interface design. And for you, the product evaluation, I'm sure your personal coach will give you more information on that. The ID and the UID need to work together on the prototype drawing on the smart board. And I'm going to plan my holidays. Yeah, it's when we come back in 30 minutes, you will have a prototype ready.
Okay. So can you give us a summary of all decisions?
Yeah, I can. Maybe one of you could write it down.
Okay.
Great. You need to help me.
Start with the casing.
The casing is curved,
single curved.
Okay.
about the energy source?
Traditional batteries and solar.
But can they be can they work together? Or do we have to choose between them?
No, they can be complementary. Every device.
It should be. There should be really no problem. They can be supplementary. No problem.
Yeah. Okay.
The energy source is
battery and solar. Yeah.
What about the finishing of the case? We have decided we wanted to use the rubber.
Yeah. Colorful rubber, if it's possible with different covers, but I'm not sure if our suppliers can help us with such a wish.
Okay. I think we should use the company color, something like black and red, black and yellow.
Gray and yellow, or black and yellow, yeah.
Yellow case and gray buttons.
Yeah, although I don't think that's very colorful, except for the yellow, of course, but. I could think of a more attractive set of colors.
I think it's not very dull. It's quite modern, actually. What do you think?
Well, I was more thinking about the fruit colors that Ruud showed us before.
But you have already must have a red on and off button. And
well, it doesn't have to be red. I mean, I think these colors are really what our young people are looking for. So maybe it shouldn't even be two colors. It should be a full color cover with such an image. Or I mean,
okay.
Thinking in two colors is too black and white for our market group, I guess.
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow, yeah. Okay, so we have to deal with what's possible here. Yeah. Okay. More decisions we made.
Scroll wheel.
The scroll wheel, yes. The voice recognition, we already decided.
So scroll wheel, but there will be some additional buttons, I guess.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that up to you too.
Well, you can use, well, when you use the buttons, they'll be made of rubber too. So
yeah,
it has the spongy feel.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay.
Yeah, or you could use plastic buttons in the rubber.
I think rubber is nice. Because it, I mean, what do you touch the button and what do they want? Spongy. Devices or
but then you just have the fact that the drones on the buttons will disappear eventually.
So really?
What I said in the first discussion, the digit 6 on the button, it will disappear when it's from rubber.
Is that, does our supplier say so? Yeah, you could place a this would be the button, the scroll wheel, I mean, and you could place the signals, the
that's possible.
Yeah.
But then yeah, still the images on the rubber of the case. But still then if you feel your remote control, you just rub on the cover. So you rub on the painting.
No, there's no painting, only yellow or, but it's into the rubber.
The plus or the minus.
Yeah, but this is on the yeah, I know.
So
I think, I know what you understand, I know what you mean.
The
What about making this rubber and making this plastic?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, maybe that's possible because our manufacturing division also offers plastic finishing. So maybe they can combine these two.
Yeah. Well, actually, we should have it the other way around, I guess. A plastic cover with rubber finishing. I mean, this is the finishing. This is what's on the edge, what you feel. But the front, on which the buttons are, doesn't have to be rubber. I mean, I know, but do you touch this or do you touch this? I mean, I never touch between the buttons.
I do. Or the sideways or...
Yeah, the side, exactly, the sideways. The side, but do
I
you touch between the these buttons?
Yes, especially when there are a few buttons on it, you have a lot of space to touch. So you just have it in your hand completely or...
Okay, well, we do not have very much time left. I guess you two have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the decision to you because you have to make its prototype. And yeah, you have the most knowledge about the suppliers, the possibilities, and so I'm going to leave the decision with you. Sebastian, did you write enough decisions down? Okay, with those regular chips, we can still control advanced functions. The chip is not really...
The only difference between the advanced and the regular version is that the advanced version of the chip supports LCD.
Okay, well...
And we've decided not to use
LCD. Yeah, okay. Okay, then I think we are quite finished. I'll see you guys in 30 minutes and... Yeah. If you wrote anything down, could you put it on the shared folder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sebastian has everything.
I know, but well, great. Right. Okay. Okay.